Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
Greetings to you. This is Pastor Pratt coming to you and just recuperating from all the festivities that have been going on in my life. I tell you, I've got one graduated and sent her back home. I'm super excited, super excited. Everybody cheer with me. Yay! I am amazed at how draining these kinds of events can be. I know I told you about it, but it wasn't so much the graduation that was draining. It was the weeks after when she wouldn't go back home. And I'm waiting for her to go home and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And if anybody knows anything about Jasmine, because I've shared a lot with you about Jasmine, she's very needy. And not only did she come home needy this time, but she brought a needy cat with her. Oh, my God. Now, listen, if you're a cat lover, Pastor Pratt loves you. Come visit me, but do not bring your cat. She brought her cat. Hi, Lucy. Meow. Love you. No, not really. Lucy is a needy cat. She's a shelter. She's a shelter cat. So she was saved from the shelter. They were getting ready to put Lucy down, and Jasmine stepped up to the plate with her big loving heart and adopted Lucy. And now Lucy is part of our family. But Lucy has insomnia, is I guess the best way to put it. So Lucy, the adopted cat, has insomnia. And she shared it with our whole family. So from about 10 p.m. to 4 p.m., Lucy just walks around the house and looks for people to play with all the time. So it's a constant meow, 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 meow. And I don't know what happened to Lucy before she became a member of our family, but she is on full attack mode at all times. I thought she was an older cat and was just going to lay around and let people rub her, but there's not something right with Lucy. That's the only way I can put it. So you can't move your hands. You can't turn your head. You can't move your feet, because if you do any of those things, that's a signal to Lucy to attack you. So while you're asleep and she's walking around in an insomnia-like state and you happen to roll over and move your hand, the next thing you feel is Lucy's claws sunk deep into your body. It was a miserable 2 weeks. But I am happy to say that Jasmine and Lucy are safely back in Tucson. And Jasmine, you're welcome to visit for short trips in which Lucy can be left home or with a friend. And we're going to keep it like that. So when your children graduate from college, they don't always leave immediately. Sometimes they come back, and sometimes they bring pets with them, and that's just something that you got to deal with. But I'm excited to say Jasmine graduated from the University of Arizona, and she is currently employed. Look at God. Look at God. I mean, just earlier this year, she was really concerned about whether or not she was going to finish on time. And then not only did she finish on time, but she got a job right out of school. So I'm super excited for her. And glad to see her life is going well. Denevia will be leaving shortly, finishing up her last year of law school. I'm excited about that. Listen, when you're dealing with God, there is absolutely nothing too big for him. You can take this from Pastor Pratt. If you had told me 35 years ago that I would be sitting here, the pastor of a great congregation and mother to extraordinary children, I don't know if I could have comprehended everything that God was going to do for me. And it's the same way with you. Man, you're sitting there and you're in something that seems so catastrophic. It seems like it's so insurmountable that you'll never rise above it. But I promise you, if you just stay in there with God, if you just give him the time to deliver your life to where he's already planned for it to be, he'll take you to places that you could not even think, that you wouldn't even have asked him for. I'm telling you, he took us, he just transformed our family, and he transformed it with words. He literally transformed our lives with words, with the confession of myself and my husband, with what we were able to get our children to begin confessing, to be able to call things that are not, the things that you don't see, things that you couldn't even imagine, to call those things that are not as though they were. When my kids were little and playing in the house, and I was going through and calling them doctors and lawyers and engineers, little did I know that those words took hold, that they took root. And now I'm seeing those words come into fruition. Jasmine is a microbiologist, y'all. How many microbiologists do we know? I can guarantee you that the majority of us don't know one. You cannot tell me you know one person who holds a bachelor's of science degree in microbiology. You just don't see them. It's not like they walk around every day like, hey, what do you do? I'm a mechanic. I'm a hairdresser. I'm a microbiologist. Say what? You could not have convinced me that that was the way God was going to do this thing. But in his sovereignty, that stuff that we began to call when they were 4 and 3 years old, that stuff that we began to call, it came to be. It came true. You couldn't have told us that calling Denevia a lawyer, now she's within 1 year of having that prophetic word that was spoken over her life come into fruition. Listen, it ain't just me. Pastor Pratt is not the only one that can speak life into things that are not. Pastor Pratt is not the only one that God is enriching in this way. His word gives all of us the same creative force. The word says, look, when God wanted to create something, when he was in Genesis and he was creating, he didn't go out and say, let me get some sticks and some twigs. Let me try to put a plan together. Let me get some partners to come in and agree with me. He stepped out and began to speak things that were not in existence into existence. Listen, when he called for there to be firmament, firmament had not existed before. It wasn't present. When he called for light to exist, light had not existed before. So he called it to exist in the earth. He called something out of nothing. Not only did he call something out of nothing, he called something that had not existed before to come forth out of nothing. Good God in the morning. Listen, we called doctors into our family where there had not been doctors before. We're calling lawyers into our family where there had not been lawyers before. We're calling degrees and expansions of understanding and ways to be more profitable into the kingdom, into our home, where they had not existed before. And that's the same creative force that God gave you. That's the same creative license under which you operate. That's the same thing that God has given you to do. So I want to take these next few weeks. I want to take these next times that we have together and really begin to expand on God's creative word, how you utilize his word in your life to bring forth things that had not existed before. And when you begin to see God do the exceeding, the abundant, the above things, then you will become convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is nothing too hard for God to do. There is nothing that his word will not cause to come to pass in your life. Then you begin to understand that every word that comes out of your mouth is relevant, and every word that comes out of your mouth needs to come out with laser-like focus. It needs to come out directed to where it needs to go with the targeted expectation already in mind. When I say that kind of terminology, targeted expectations, that means you already know the end at the beginning. Listen, now you're operating like God. God already knew the end at the beginning. He knew when he called forth light that he would call forth the seasons. He called forth the day and the night, the years, the millennia. He knew all of that in advance. He saw the end at the beginning. So when you call forth things that are not to come forth in your life, then you begin to understand you operating like God. You see the end at the beginning. You see the chains that are being broken. You see the generational curses that are being shattered. You understand that you are changing the tide and the momentum of your family irreparably. The devil can no longer hold you back. He can't shackle you or diminish the promise that is coming forth in your family. So you see how we got to get this word right. So I know you're calling somebody right now because you're amped up right now. I know. I can see it. It's written all over your face. I know you got your phones out. You got your emails up. You calling people and tell them, listen, Focused on Freedom is on the air, and Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend time with you. She has a word from God that will literally change your life, that will propel you into the future. Man, listen, it's going to bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. It's going to change the way you think. It's going to change the way you operate. It's going to change the way you function. Listen, this word is so revolutionary. It's going to change the way you order food in restaurants. Yeah, it's going to change the way you order food in restaurants. Because you're going to understand when you go in there, listen, you live in the best, you drive the best, and you eat the best. You're going to quit ordering from the dollar menu because you're going to expand your thinking so much that you're going to be like, God, you show me what you want me to have. You're going to literally change the way you order food in a restaurant. I'm telling you, good God, in the morning, when he gets a hold to you and this word gets implanted in you and you begin to operate as though you understand that the Bible is the infallible, inspired word of God, then it changes the whole trajectory of your life. It changes everything about you, in you, through you, around you. It changes people that you interact with. It changes everything concerning you, and therefore it is an existential fact that it's going to change the people around you. Listen, when you hook up with God, you create ripples of change that are undeniable. People want to understand, and then they want to manufacture those kinds of experiences in their own lives. You are God's exemplary factor in the earth that tells people you can do what God said you can do. You can have what God says you can have. Get your Bible. Get your paper. Get your pencil. Call somebody. Let them know Focused on Freedom is on the air. Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend time with you. She has a revolutionary word that is guaranteed to change your life. It's going to propel you from darkness into the marvelous light. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Get your stuff and come right back. I'm just taking a short break, and then I need you back because we got some stuff to go through. Amen? Amen.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show. And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen, amen. You back? Good. You called somebody, told them Focus on Freedom is on the air? I hope you did. Look at this. It's water. Look, you can't see it now. Look, it's water. Ooh, I love water. I love water. See, I'm calling things that are not as though they were. I love water. I drink it all the time. See, that's that creative force of your words. You got to manufacture this stuff in your life. You have to say, like, I'm going to drink all this water today because God is going to empower me. I just want to drink it. Every day when I wake up, I want to drink this. This is what I say to myself because, look, I got this book right here, God's Creative Power. It gives me the strength and the focus to do what I'm saying I'm going to do. Watch what the... Oh, water is so good. It's the best thing I ever had. I could just drink gallons of it. Just gallons. See? That's how you do this. Y'all quit laughing at me. This is real. You call things that are not as though they were, and you drink water because y'all know Pepsi is my heart. And I could fill this bottle up 18 times with water, and it wouldn't create a problem for me at all. But now I want to do right. I want to do right. I want to drink this water. So I'm going to use what I'm going to teach you about God's creative power to overcome these strongholds in your life. PepsiCore, I love you. And you just came out with that fire Pepsi. They put a little bit of cinnamon in it to just really make it over the top. Then they came out with the clear, and it was good because you could put it on your ice and you could trick yourself into thinking that it was water. But I'm gonna drop you because I can use my words to strengthen me. Well, okay, no, I can't drink no more. I'm gonna drink some more later, but I'm gonna do this because God has given me the power to overcome all this stuff, and I'm going to use His word. Now, I'm laughing and joking with you about it, but this is totally serious because when there's a stronghold in your life, and listen, this is how you can define whether or not it's a stronghold. I'm in my bathroom washing my hair. Look at Bouncy. I'm washing my hair today. I move a towel, and I had a soda hidden under the towel so my husband wouldn't see it in the bathroom. I go into my room. I got a little refrigerator next to my bed, and it's, like, stacked, and I'm just, like, drinking it. I'm like my mother when she was alive. God bless her. She was a chain smoker. She could literally light a cigarette off a cigarette. I'm the same way about Pepsi. I can open one, drink it, and as I'm putting that one down, get another one and open it. But God is going to give me the power to the word that I say. Listen, when I tell you with that smirk on my face that I like water, you're going to see me one day actually enjoying it. It's not going to be to the point where it's closing my throat off and killing me. I'm going to actually be enjoying it because I'm going to keep saying the word until the word becomes true. I'm going to keep calling things that are not. I don't like water. I'm going to keep calling things that are not until they are so. Now, that's a real easy example to follow there, but you got to look at it. And when you get to complex situations where you say, listen, Pastor, I'm addicted to pornography. I could watch it 24/7. I lost my job. I lost my wife. I lost my kids. I lost everything. I'm addicted to it. I got to be able to call things that are not as though they were. I got to be able to say to myself, listen, I'm not addicted to pornography. I don't put things in my mind and into my body and into my knower that I know are going to hurt me. I'm going to take a biblical approach. And finally, these things that are lovely and pure and true, these are the things that I'm going to think on. That's what God's creative power gives you the ability to do. It's something simple. This is super simple to say, listen, I'm going to stop drinking Pepsi all day long because I know there's a detriment to my body. I'm going to consume water, and I'm going to consume it in such a way that I know that it's giving me a quality of life that I didn't have before. I do the same thing with pornography. I can do the same thing with my finances. I can do the same thing with my marriage. I can do the same thing with my children. I told you, when my girls were little, they were, I don't know, Aisha was probably 9. No, Aisha probably was 12. So that would put Denevia a little bit younger, and Jasmine was just coming on the scene. So Jasmine was probably a year old. I began to speak over them and break the generational curses that were on my life. Listen, my girl's not going to graduate from high school already having babies. They're not going to do it. I spoke that into existence, and I kept praying that over there, and I shared that with them, and I got them to buy into the confession that you're not going to graduate from high school with a baby on your hip. Ain't nothing wrong with mothers who have babies in high school. That's not the point. The point is there's a better way that you can do things, and God's power coming out of your mouth allows you to do those things. All my girls have graduated from high school, no children. They got through high school, the same pressures that other kids are facing. Listen, the same responsibilities or lack of responsibilities that other kids have, they faced all of that. They faced all the challenges. They faced the music with all of the lyrics. They faced the media with all of the suggested images that are on there. Listen, they faced the peer pressure. They faced all of that. The people laughing at them and not inviting them to parties. They went through all of that. But because we had spoken a life-changing word over them and we didn't waver on it, God was able to honor our tenacity and our strength in standing on his word. And he brought it to pass. I'm going to see you one day and you're going to be saying, Pastor, how's the Pepsi going? I don't drink it as much now. See, I didn't say I didn't drink. I don't drink it as much, but I drink way more water. And when I open this little cap and I take a little sip, I'm not going to make that face. I'm going to be smiling and drinking it. And that's the same thing that God's going to give you. That's the power that has been released over the enemy in your life. That smile that's going to be on your face when you don't have to open up your computer and worry about if somebody see over your shoulder what you're watching. That's the power. That's that power of God that's going to be surging through you. When you can go to work and know you're not going to waste your finances, you're going to get done what you need to do, and then you're going to enjoy yourself. That power, that smirk that's going to be on your face, going to be like, na-na to the enemy, tell him, you don't have no more power over me. You don't own me. You're not going to go in your bathroom and move towels and you got sodas hidden under your towels. You're going to be right with God, man. You're going to use the creative power of the word of God to, in fact, changes in your life. And you'll be able to stand over your children and tell them, you're going to be an engineer. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a psychologist, and you don't waver on that. Even when the finances are not there, you can't pay for it. Even when the grades are not quite right, you stand on God's word, understanding that he can do marvelous and miraculous things. I already told you, this is the dude that stepped out on nothing and called everything into being. He called light when light had not existed. He called firmament when firmament had not existed. He called cows and horses and chickens when none of that had existed. So not only did he use his creative forces to drive it, he used his imagination to bring it into fruition. So you'll be able to look at your family and see things that have never been seen before and call them into existence. That's the thing that God gives to you, that when you use his creative power, that's the thing that you get. That's what's released in you. Y'all got to come see me at Freedom D. Christian Center. I'm not kidding you. Hands up. It's the best church in the whole wide world. I mean, it's just the best. 9401 West Garfield. We're out in Tucson. So if you're in the West Valley, come. If you got drumsticks, bring those because we do need you to play the drums. Just bring them. Oh, I said Tucson. I'm not in Tucson. Who said that? Quit playing. We're in Tolleson, I said. Jasmine's in Tucson. Y'all got issues. Y'all got to quit playing with me. Quit playing. See, now y'all going to make me drink some more water because now y'all just playing around. So y'all got to come see us. 9401 West Garfield in Tolleson, Arizona. Y'all know where that is. It's a small little town. So much cotton out there, you can just come out there. Don't get scared if you see the cotton. Pastor's going to be right there with you. I'll keep you. I'll keep you. So bring your drumsticks, bring your guitars, bring your tambourines, bring all of that stuff because we are a crazy bunch. We have a lot of good time. First Sundays, you know, we always have fellowship meal. And since this is June and it's Father's Day month, we're going to have some good stuff for fathers. We might even have some barbecue ribs. And I'll give you one. I said one. See, because I see you already talking about you're going to eat two. Stop telling them people you're going to eat more than one. You're going to get one. 9401 West Garfield. We're in Tolleson, Arizona. We get started right at about 10 a.m. You really do want to join us. We are a fun, loving group, and we're growing in God. And we really are just enjoying having our times together. I want you to understand, listen, you can have what you say you can have. You can do what you say you can do. And you are what you say you are based on God's word. I want to teach you what his word says about you. I want to give you an understanding of what his word says about you so you can have the authority, the assurance, the everything that you need to know Listen, you walk in supernatural abundance. You walk under the blessed guidance of God. There is no good thing he's going to withhold from you, because I'm going to teach you how to walk upright before him. Listen, wealth and riches are going to be in your house, because I'm going to teach you how to give to God so he has no problem having man give to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Listen, you're going to have love that overflows in your house, because I'm going to teach you how to give love, because that's how they're going to know you, that you're his disciples, by the love you show one for another. I'm going to show you how to be strong, because God's word told you, look, a threefold cord that's bound together is not easily broken. So I'm going to show you how to stay at the place of unity in your family, in your finances, in your worship, everywhere you go, because you want to understand that at the place of unity, God has commanded the blessings of life forevermore. You're going to be in unity in every area of your life. And when you call things that are not as though they were, you're going to see them come to pass. I know other pastors have probably told you you can do this. I'm going to walk you through it. I tell everybody, if you give God 1 year, do what he tells you to do and follow his precepts line upon line, he has no other obligation than to bring into fruition what he told you he'd do. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he changes his mind. If his word says it, it's yours. And no devil in hell can stop it from coming. Listen, I don't drink nearly as much Pepsi as I used to. I'm telling you right now, standing here today, I probably drink two liters of Pepsi a day. But I'm standing on this word and telling you right now, I don't drink as much as I used to drink. That don't hold on me. I'm not a slave to it anymore. You can have that same assurity. You can speak with the same certainty and the same power. Call somebody, tell them Focused on Freedom is on the air. Pastor Pratt has a couple more things to tell you, and I really want to hear. I want to see you when I get back. Yes, yes. See you in a minute.
Hey, dog lovers. Do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Right. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Seniors, want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Pratt, Senior Pastor at Freed and D Christian Center, 9401 West Garfield in Tucson, Arizona. Listen, you can reach me at 480-758-9528, or you can send me an email at youarefreedindeed@gmail.com. I really do love reading your questions and responding to them. I really think that a lot of people are thinking and growing and changing. I'm going to try and get a lot of this stuff up on the website so that you can see it. And then I want you to start looking for me on YouTube. I should be launching that YouTube channel coming up soon, and that's going to be great. And then they have this thing. Did you guys know that they have this thing called Facebook Live? Are y'all look, okay, I'm going to tell y'all about it. Don't tell all your friends about Facebook Live, because I know they don't know. I just want it to be between us, because, you know, I'm tech savvy on this stuff. But anyway, when you go on Facebook, there's this little button. It says live. You can push it and people can see you right there. Get out of town. Pastor is talking about Facebook Live. Yeah, don't listen to all my Aisha. She knows about Facebook Live. Don't talk to her. She's that's my oldest daughter, and she has this Facebook Live thing down on lock. So she's going to teach me how to do it. And then I'm going to share it with you for all of you who don't know about Facebook Live. I'm going to be I bet y'all laughing. I'm going to be the one who helps you guys understand everything that you need to know about Facebook Live, right? So you can call me and text me and email me all your questions about Facebook Live, and I'll refer them to Aisha, and she'll tell you about it. But anyway, you can look for us on Facebook Live. It's going to be great. And then, you know, I told you, be with us on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We are having a wonderful time in worship. Come have a cup of coffee and a donut with me before service, because we just celebrated National Donut Day. I bet you guys all missed it, didn't you? Krispy Kreme had free donuts on National Donut Day. I'm going to have to start putting on my webpage all of the free days, because I know next year nobody wants to miss National Donut Day, because you could go to Krispy Kreme, and then you could go to Bosa Donuts, and there were two other little donut spots that I hit up on National Donut Day, but it was the best, because, you know, Krispy Kreme, really, by the time you eat one Krispy Kreme donut, you've actually eaten five before you realize that you shouldn't have eaten all five of those. So, National Donut Day. Kensington usually keeps me up on everything free and everything national. So, how are your parents doing? How you doing? Be serious with me. This is like the first week of summer vacation. How y'all holding up? I know. If you really are struggling, meet me at 8 a.m. Sunday morning for prayer. We're in prayer from 8 to 9. I understand completely. It's the first week of summer school, and you don't know what to do with all of that energy. They are just really having a good time. As an educator myself, I realize that the custody agreement has been breached, and we have sent your children home to you for the summer. And you are looking for things to do, check out some of your local ministries. I'm thinking that some of them might have some summer camps. I've seen a lot of signs for Vacation Bible School. Those are some good things for you to get your children involved in. And as you know, need quiet time to prepare for Father's Day, because I know every woman in the world is getting ready for Father's Day, and you're going to do something super special for your house band, for the one who keeps everything moving and going forward. I know you are so excited about taking this opportunity coming up here real soon to celebrate your husbands. So I'm looking forward to it. And I really want to have a special, special, special treat the last month of the last week of this month. I want to get Pastor Stowe to come in. He has written a new book, and I'd love to have him come in and share his book with us. So I'm working on getting Pastor Stowe to come in and do that with us. I'm also working on having my former pastor come in and do some words with us, because, you know, it's Father's Day month. So I'm looking at some things, and we're going to see what we can do. I have some things that I really want to do, because we're going into Father's Day, and I really would love for you to have some words from some strong fathers. So now, I planted the seed, so everybody is getting ready for Father's Day. I can't tell you what I'm doing for my husband, because it's super top secret, but I will tell you this. I am not going to tell him that we are having a surprise party. He does not handle that well. If you tell him, like, you know, you always have to come up with a ruse, right? while you're trying to get him to someone's house for a surprise party. So I tried that once, and I'm like, oh, honey, we're going to go meet up with our friends, and then we're all going to drive to Las Vegas. And so we're going to spend the weekend in Las Vegas. That was the trick, you know, to get him to the party. So we get there to the party, and he goes to the door, and everybody yells, surprise! Well, he wasn't surprised, and nor was he happy, because he soaked the whole night, and he's like, so we're not going to Vegas? Like, no, that was the trick to get you here. So all I'm having is a party? I'm like, yeah, you're having a party. The Vegas thing was just, you know, the trick to get you here. You're not going to Vegas. You're just having a party. So, nah, he didn't do well with surprise parties or any of that kind of stuff. And I'm not going to barbecue, because if I do, then he just ends up doing all the cooking, which would very much resemble Mother's Day, so I probably should do it. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Why don't you send me some suggestions on my Facebook? Fine, send me some suggestions on my email, youarefreedindeed@gmail.com. Or you can just call me, 480-758-9528. Tell me what you're doing, and maybe I might be able to come up with that idea and, you know, kind of like tweak it and make it my own. Because I really want to do something special for him this year. So we'll see. We'll see. He likes golfing, but it's hot. It's like 100+ degrees. I'd be out there on the golf cart trying to save people's soul, because I'm like, listen, if you don't believe that hell is hot, you just stand in one spot out here on this golf court. I defy you for 15 minutes. You will give your life to Christ. You'll give your life to a passerby who looks like Paul. You will go look for John the Baptist. You'll be doing all you can to be like, listen, whatever I got to do to get in, I'm willing to do it. And that's just how hot it is. So it's like your pastor be all riding her car like, come on, get saved. I have to put on me some woolen cloth and eat some locusts out there, because I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. If you can survive in Phoenix, you ought to be saved. We ought to have a 100% salvation rate in Central Phoenix and the surrounding areas, because you know what 110 feels like. Could you imagine 7 times hotter than the hottest thing you could imagine? Man, you ought to be saved, sanctified, set apart, and filled with the Holy Spirit in Phoenix. Lord Jesus, you know that's the truth. All right, y'all, quit playing. Because we're supposed to be talking about the Word of God, and we're supposed to be building each other up, and y'all playing, talking about how hot it is. That's why I can't be messing with y'all, because y'all always be off track. Stay on track. Listen, let's go into the Word of God. Let's start here today, and then we will we'll begin to walk this path and begin to give you what you need in order for you to build a foundation based on the Word, so that you can call things that are not as though they were. So you can break generational curses in your life, so that you can receive the fullness of God in your due season. Yes, yes, it's a new season in our life, man. It's a new season. It's a new season. And, you know, I've been thinking that I want to do a segment coming up real soon. I want to share some of the songs that I actually use during my praise and worship and prayer time, because I want to show you how some of the writers of current songs are just really unlocking the Word of God and just giving you revelation, because some of us are lyrically motivated. I tell you, I get more freedom sometimes when I'm riding in my car and I'm just listening to various artists and they are singing the Word of God. It really is revolutionary and changing, helping me change. Ready? Let's begin by first, let's establish our parameters for these next few studies. We're talking about the Word of God as it relates to us and how we can use the Word of life to redirect the course of our lives, to redirect where we're going, to actually change the trajectory of our lives. Listen, that means for some of us, we're going to have to make what they call a paradigm shift. We're going to have to change the way we think. We're going to have to change the way we do things. We're going to need to change the way we interact with everyday, ordinary things. We're going to have to change the way we interact with everyday, ordinary things. I started out 2016, and prior to 2016, I was what they would probably have considered apolitical. It means I was without political knowledge. I didn't seek it out, didn't want it. But as 2016 came in and our new president began to begin to assert himself on the political scene, I find myself now more and more and more looking for political information. And my kids told me, Mom, you've almost become a political junkie. You've switched from watching the programs that used to feed your life, the word of God, and the networks, and how you would just inundate yourself with the word of God. And now you are strictly CNN. I mean, from the time I walk through my door, it's CNN, and it's getting more and more pervasive in me. So they would say, Mom, what is going on? You are shifting what you do. And I had to sit down and evaluate that. And I'm like, I'm shifting the word that's going into me from the life building word that needs to be going into me to this life damaging word, where there's constant scrutiny and constant backbiting and anger and lying and deceit. And if you begin to put that into you and you don't have a balance, then there's nothing for the Holy Spirit to work with. So we have to become clear on what we want to do, and we have to become resolute on what we want to do. So as we begin to take this undertaking, we have to be sure that, listen, we want to have this understanding of God's word. We're willing to undertake the necessary transitions that are going to happen in order for us to be able to encounter the word of God in the way that we need to encounter it. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and praise you. We ask you over these next few weeks to just give us the ability to rightly divide your word, to operate in wisdom and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Listen, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide. Listen, the word is able to divide the bone from the marrow. Man, you got to be pretty precise to divide the bone from the marrow. You may have never grown up in the country and seen an old dog out eating a bone. That's a tough thing, man. He has to work on that bone to get it all cracked open. And even once he's got it cracked open, there is no separation of the bone and the marrow. It seems to be intricately woven together. But the word of God is able, it says, to cut through that intricate connection that exists between bone and marrow. The word of God, let me put it in clear terms for you. The word of God is able to sever ties between things that you thought were necessary in your life that really aren't necessary. The word of God is able to expose to you things that you previously believed to be true that are not true. It's able to sever the intricate connections between life and death. I could just go home on that one. That was a Beyonce drop the mic moment. Boom. That's how that went. That was one of those drop the mic moments. Think about that for a couple of seconds while we take this break. Think about it. God's word is able to sever the intricate connections between life and death in your life. You better call somebody and tell them Pastor Pratt is on the radio, and that she has something here that's going through, and it's going to change your life. It really is going to change your life. You might be right on the edge of making a decision. Come right back, because I want to help you with this one. I want us to go through this one together. Amen. Amen.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
Call now, 800-219-8262, 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Hey dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by
state. You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Listen, I left you just a second ago, and we were talking, and I was telling you that God's word is able to sever the intricate ties between life and death. Some of us are right at the moment where we got to make critical decisions. Is this thing going to live, or is it going to die? Is it going to live, or is it going to die? You are one word away from your child living or dying. You are one word away from your business living or dying. You are one word away from your marriage living or dying. You are one word away from your sanity living or dying. You are literally one word away from the breakthrough that you've been waiting for and for you to continue waiting. You are one word away. Listen, this word that I'm teaching you right now, this is not a theory. It's a spiritual law, and the word of God works every time it is applied correctly. This is a spiritual law. God never does anything without saying it first. God is a faith God, and God releases his faith in words. Listen, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, we are to imitate God. So that means if God never does anything without saying it first, if God is a faith God and he releases his faith through his word, and Ephesians 5, 1 tells us to imitate God, we are to be imitators of God, then that means we need to be just like God. We need to be faith built and we need to release our faith through our words. That means we need to imitate God. We need to talk like him and act like him. we would not understand that God would not ask us to do something that he's not capable of doing through us. Did you hear what I said? God would not ask you to do something that he is not capable of doing through you. And if he is going to do it through you, then you know by fact of that, you're going to do it. So God is not going to require something of you that he's not already put in you. He's not going to speak something over you that he's not already put in you. In the book of Jeremiah, he says, listen, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew you. So if he already knew me, he already put in me what it is that he wanted me to master. So then my job becomes finding the words to unlock the potential that God has already put in me. Listen, I told it to the people at Freedom D just like this. I told them just like this. If somebody came into service Sunday morning and brought a case and said, inside this case is $1 million. The only thing you need to do is to figure out how to unlock the case. Once you unlock the case, the $1 million is yours, free and clear. Can't nobody take it from you. There are no disclaimers on it. You don't owe no taxes on it. The $1 million is yours, free and clear. And by the way, here's a manual to tell you how to unlock the box. It's not difficult. It's not challenging, but you need to go through the manual in order to find out how to unlock the box. And as assured as you are about going through the manual, once you have completed it and found out what the manual says about this box, the box will be unlocked to you and the contents therein belong to you. How many of us would not take that manual? And I don't care if it took you 6 weeks, 7 years, 18 years, 25 years. You probably work on that manual until you got that box unlocked, knowing that the content therein belonged to you as long as you could unlock the box. Come on, now that's the same thing that the Word of God is saying to you. When you unlock what is in this, when you uncover what's in this word about you, you unlock the potential that's in you and you release that potential and you have access to every bit of it. No devil in hell can take it from you. No man can stop you. You just need to get into the word and figure out what it says about you, how you utilize that word and how you unlock its potential so that you can have access to it. Somebody told you you got $1 million in the bank. What? You'd go to the bank and get it out, yes? The Word of God is telling you exceedingly more than that, dear heart. It's telling you, I came to give you life, and I came to give you life evermore. I came to give it to you more abundantly. All you got to do is figure out what I'm saying about you. All you got to do is go into the Word and begin to speak what I've already said about you, and you're going to exceed. It's far more than $1 million. Listen, the Word of God is far more precious to you than any money can be. Because listen, this is your peace over troubled water. This is your sustainer in times good and bad. This is your, what is it? Your storm quieter, your tree planter. This is your sunshine. This is your moonlight. Listen, this is everything and everything. This is your husband when you can't find one. This is your wife when you're still looking. This is your healed child when your child is riddled with cancer. This is your peace of mind when you got to take 16 medications to fall asleep and 8 medications to wake up. This is everything that you need when they tell you, listen, we know you need a new heart, but we ain't going to give you one. Your life is almost over. There's no reason for us to take a donated heart and put it in your body. This is what you need right here. This is the Word of God that says, listen, though they slay me, I'm yet alive because his blessings sustain me. So I got to get into his word and figure out what he says about me, because then I begin to speak things correctly. I begin to use the Word of God correctly. I begin to understand that his power flows through me and that he is giving me the direct right, direct access to imitate him. Ephesians 5:1 tells you literally to imitate God as children imitate their parents. How many of us have seen our kids pretending to be us? I'm a school teacher. I've seen my students pretending to be me. It's hilarious when they're over there. They're in, most of them are about 4 years old, and they're pulling up chairs and they're telling the other little guys, sit here, get your paper, sit up straight. Okay, now remember the rules. Should you be talking now? And they sound like me. They're imitating me. They're doing what they know to be successful in order for them to bring order to their students and to convey meaning to them about what we're trying to instruct. I'm going to be just like God. I'm going to be an imitator of God. When I come up on a situation where there's darkness and I don't know light, I'm going to call light into being. When I come up against a situation and I've never faced it before, I'm going to call the resources into that situation that I need to be there. I'm not going to face the nothing and assume that the nothing is going to beat me. I'm going to call into the nothing everything that I need in there because I'm an imitator of God. God never does anything without saying it first. God is a faith God. God released his faith through his word. And based on his ability to believe what he said was going to happen, all of the things that you see now are in existence. And nothing was in existence before God spoke it. Hallelujah. See, that's why you got to be with me at Freed Indeed Christian Center Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., 9401 West Garfield out in Tucson, Arizona. Because this is the way God lays out his word to us, precept upon precept, generalized teaching so that you understand what the word of God says about you, so that you can be built up in your most holy faith. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, you can tell him, peace, be still. I'm not getting excited about all of that. That's nothing but you out there in the jungle roaring like a lion. You trying to see if you can get me off my faith, but I've already overcome everything that you had. There is no snare, no snarl, no danger, no trap that you can devise for me that God has not already made a way of escape for me. As a matter of fact, I'm so confident in his word that he has already prepared a table before me in the presence of you, my enemy. Listen, he's going to sit down and he's going to dine with me. He's going to serve it up correctly and properly in your face. So he don't want you to think that he's doing this under cover of night. He's going to do it in your very presence, enemy. He's going to rise me above every situation in your very presence. See, that's the word of God. That's the overcoming faith that allows you to tell debt and to tell sexual immorality, to tell finances, to tell lack, to tell doubt, to tell that thing that causes you to constantly doubt yourself, low self-esteem. That's the word of God that allows you to tell at peace, be still. You have no power to operate here. That is the word of God that gives you the power to overcome. That's my gift to you. That's what I want to give to you. I want to give you the ability to go through the word of God and see what it says about you. I tell everybody every week, listen, if churches all across the world would do just one thing, they should be charged with teaching people how to use the word of God, how to go into the word of God and find out what it says about them so you can understand that you can have what the word says you can have. You can do what the word says you can do. You can be what the word says you can be. That's it. That's what churches everywhere should stand united in doing, helping people understand how the word will change their life. Listen, I want to see you tomorrow, 9401 West Garfield. Come worship with us. We would love to have you. Freed Indeed Christian Center. This is Pastor Pratt. Hope to see you tomorrow. God bless you until we see each other again. Amen.